thank you for joining us on the 41st episode of Final Girls Horrorcast, the show where we discuss some of the horror, thriller, and sci-fi movies currently available on your favorite streaming sites. I'm Amy.
And I'm Carly.
On this episode, we're continuing along with part two of Blood in the Water Month and discussing some of the goofier aquatic horror films, Lake Placid and Zombievers. Just a heads up for you new listeners, we are a spoiler-heavy podcast, so listen at your own risk. Lake Placid is available to stream on Crackle, and Zombievers is on Netflix, so feel free to check those movies out before continuing along with this episode. But before we dive into those, let's get started with a segment that we like to call...
Trailer Trash Talk.
Today's trailer is Polaroid, with a theatrical release date of August 25th. It's directed by Lars Klevberg, and written by Blair Butler. Not a ton of work from these guys. Blair Butler did a lot of obscure television scripts, like Slasher School and America's Next Top Zombie Idol.
I'm so curious.
I've never seen America's Next Top Zombie Model or Idol, but I can't even not say model. America's Next Top Zombie Idol.
I want to
see it so badly. And Slasher School is a cartoon, which makes me want to see that also. And then Lars Klevberg is a Norwegian director, and this was originally a short, which I could definitely picture, just based on the plot alone, which is, according to IMDb, the summary is a high school loner, Bird Fitcher, weird character choice name, has no idea what dark secrets are tied to the mysterious Polaroid vintage camera she stumbles upon, but it doesn't take long to discover that those who have their picture taken meet a tragic end. Bert Fitcher, a weird character name choice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Very interesting.
When I was reading that, I was like, okay, bird. Don't know too many birds.
Didn't we just do like a photo movie?
We did.
What's with all these photo movies? Photo horror, yeah, I think we called it.
We did. Photo horror is its own thing. It's a subgenre all to itself. Yeah, that one was called Camera Obscura. And you know what? I've seen this for a few times, like looking for trailers, and I'm like, oh, we already did that. And then I'm like, nope, that was a different Polaroid camera movie.
This is new. This is different.
Nope, different. Although I will say this one looks better than Camera Obscura.
I will agree. And I love the sound of the flash charging. I don't know why.
Great sound.
It brings me back.
Does it bring you back to like Texas Chainsaw Massacre back? Or like back to the time of taking pictures with a Polaroid?
Bing!
Yeah. that sound just fucking freaks me out still. Fucking Texas Chainsaw Massacre ruining me forever.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so I think that this looks great, but it's obviously like teeny bopper horror. Like...
Oh man, when Dimension came across the thing, I was like, am I watching Scream? And I got excited.
Whenever I see Dimension, I'm like, yeah, Scream! Oh wait, that's not what this is.
And then I was like, oh, this is a different movie.
Yeah.
This is not Sidney Prescott. This is Bird Fitcher.
It's Bird Fitcher. I don't know why that's so funny. We're recording a lot later in the evening than usual. We might be a little loopy.
Hilarious. It's both of our bedtimes pretty soon.
But it's true. It's like my bedtime. I'm drinking. Like, I apologize in advance for everything that comes out of my mouth. So this is really reminiscent of Final Destination and like The Ring. It like kind of feels like both of those movies a little bit to me. Cause we got
totally with like the bouncing around to friends.
Yes. And then also, like, especially with Final Destination, like, specifically, because I believe there is even, I don't remember which Final Destination it is, but it's the one with the tanning beds.
Oh, yeah. I think it's
I believe there's, like, photographs in that one. And they, like, know where it's going next based on the photograph. Like, it's very much reminds me of that specific one. I don't remember which one it was. But anyway, it doesn't really matter. This has been done before. This isn't anything new. But I love teeny bopper horror because it marries the two things that I love, which is high school melodrama and horror movies. Like, what's not to like about that? Also, I really love these kinds of movies because they get a new generation interested in the genre. And it's great. It's keeping our genre going. We should celebrate these movies, whether you like them or not. And this one looks like it has a decent plot that it sticks to, which is more than we can say for a lot of horror movies coming out.
It's so true. Accurate.
So I'm not against it. But yeah, I mean, it's been done before. It has. Nothing super totally interesting and new here. But as long as it's well-crafted, I'm fine with it. Definitely some CGI. But there was some cool things. I liked the imagery of, you know, burning the Polaroid.
The Polaroid, and then she lights on fire.
Like, that was cool. And, yeah. You know, the beginning of it, do you remember the Ring trailer, like when the Ring came out?
Yeah.
And I feel like the beginning of this trailer is very much like the Ring trailer, and maybe that's why it's like the same in my head. But I feel like they give away the whole beginning of this movie.
Oh, yeah, they definitely showed the first scene just like in the beginning of the trailer.
They definitely showed the first kill, like, yeah, basically. So anyway, maybe they didn't, but it kind of seems like they gave away a lot. But all in all, I'm all for it. I'm all for a Polaroid. Probably we'll see it.
Bring it on. Yeah. $6 Wednesday. What up?
You love your $6 Wednesdays.
Favorite day of the week.
I just like going to matinees. Or really just the earlier the better. I love going to the movies at like 10:30 in the morning. By myself. It's my favorite.
I love going to movies
by
myself.
There's no one there to bother me. And it's quiet. Yeah. It's just the best. Okay. Well, enough of this garbage. Just kidding. Let's get started. And we're going to start with Lake Placid, I think. Carly, do you want to introduce this movie and talk a little bit why you picked this one for our Blood in the Water month?
I love this movie. It's so silly. And Betty White says, like, dicks a lot. And it's got Mad-Eye Moody from Harry Potter, who Amy wouldn't understand that reference.
Nope.
Harry Potter fame.
Yeah, and we got Bill Pullman, we got Bridget Fonda, we got Oliver Platt, who we both love. Oliver Platt.
We do love Oliver Platt, and he's so ridiculous in this
so
movie.
So zany and quirky.
All the comebacks. He's on fire all the time.
He, like, feels like he should be in, like, I don't know. For some reason, he makes this movie more like Jurassic Park. For me, for some reason. I can't equate why, but he's like the zany, chubby guy, you know? And he just kind of makes me
feel
like...
But he keeps making fun of Mad-Eye Moody for being chubby. He's like, oh, the earth is round, and so should you be.
The police chief guy?
Chief? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That guy deserves to be made fun of, though. He kind of does.
Poor Mad-Eye Moody. Okay, so we have... So, obviously, the first movie that we're doing is Lake Placid from 1999. directed by Steve Miner from who did Friday the 13th part 2 and 3, House, and Halloween H2O. JGL's in that one, my boy. It was written by David E. Kelly, and the IMDb summary is: three people attempt to stop a giant crocodile who is terrorizing residents in Black Lake, Maine. Which, I mean, it's more than three people. Why does it limit itself?
Well, the three main characters. No, not even. There's like four. I would say there's four main characters.
Yeah. Oliver Platt counts.
It's an IMDb summary, girl. What are you going to do? Someone watched the first 10 minutes of this movie and wrote an IMDb summary based on the first 10 minutes.
Probably the case. And we have super young, super hot Mariska Hargitay from Law & Order fame. She's the chick that Bridget Fonda's professor or boss boyfriend was cheating with.
Which, why was that even part of the movie? This movie is so stupid. I mean, I love it because it's stupid, but it's really stupid.
Because, Amy, she needed a reason to stay in Maine and fall in love with Bill Pullman. Duh.
Yeah. I don't really buy the, they found a tooth. You have to go there to look at the tooth.
Oh, no.
They knew it wasn't a dinosaur tooth.
Again, this whole month is not a fact-based month.
No, it's not. But
we're going to talk about Zombievers next, let me tell you.
Oh my God, I love and that movie.
There is no damn right or reason.
We are not
to that.
Talking about Zombievers right now, Carly. We are talking, about, Lake we're talking Placid. About Lake Placid. At Who least cares? Zombievers title makes sense because Lake Placid is in fucking New York. Why the fuck is it called Lake Placid?
Because they say that in the movie. Duh.
I know, but there's like a... They add a line to make it make sense, but they could have named it just anything else. Black Lake sounds like a great title for this movie.
I think that's taken. Isn't there a movie called Black Lake? Probably. There should be.
I don't know. You can just make up facts without any kind of what are you, Trump? Quit it.
Sir, making up alternative shit, facts.
Alternative facts.
Alternative podcast facts.
Oh, don't trust anything she says, guys. Just making up shit.
Except for that this movie is great.
Oh my God. It's not. But that's okay, because we love it all the same. It still has a special place in my heart. But this movie is far from great. But I do really love the opening scene of this movie when he's scubaing in
Scuba
the lake.
Steve. I don't know what his name is.
His name is Scuba Steve. I think you're right. And he and then he gets bit in half by a crocodile. And it's great. Those graphics are fantastic. When he lifts them, like, I saved you. And then it's only half of his body.
Yeah.
That's very effective. I'd say that's the best part of the whole movie. Unfortunately, it's at the very beginning. So that sucks.
Whatever. Betty White is amazing.
Betty White is amazing. And she's the exception. But she's
just
always amazing.
I will watch that movie to hear her say,
"If I had a dick, this is where I'd tell you to suck it."
Oh, she's, Betty White, you're crazy and I love you.
She's so great. I love her so much.
She fed the cow. She fed the cow to the crocodile.
Oh my God.
And she blindfolded it.
There's a lot of animal sacrifice in both of these movies.
That's true. It's very true.
I'm surprised that you like it. That
well,
cow
you don't
scene is
really
legit
see
hard.
It in this one, and the second cow makes it, so...
I know, but the second cow legit, like, bothered me this time.
I know, because she looks like a teabag.
She looks like a teabag. She's not happy about it. Her legs are all dangling. She's trying
to
run.
She's so sad.
Ugh, it just makes me sad, because you know that's real, right? They obviously did that. It looks real.
It's probably a real cow hanging from a helicopter flown by Oliver Platt.
Thanks, flying, sweetheart.
Flying. No, flown, it, like he flew the plane.
Oh, he
flew the helicopter. I was on the right track.
No, you're right. And I called you sweetheart like an asshole. You can punch me if you want.
Okay. It's cool. I will refrain. And I'm jumping around because, you know. Why not? I love that they don't kill the crocodile in this movie. They trap it. I mean, they kill one of them, I guess.
They kill one of them. Surprise ending. There's two.
Yeah.
Boop. Are they both 30 foot?
Spoiler alert. I don't know.
I'm confused by that.
The second one did look smaller.
Yeah.
But they do save one of them. And just like the imagery of them on that, of it on that flatbed. It's just so cute. His little belly and his little leggies.
End. Yeah.
He's so cute.
How else are you supposed to transport that thing? It's humongous.
I want to see, because obviously, like, they didn't go CGI crazy on this movie. And they built a crocodile. And I just really want to, like, it looks not real, but it looks good for what it was, I thought.
I think that for 1999, this looks pretty rad.
I think so, too.
It's hard to hate on it, because it looks pretty good. The crocodile looks pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm afraid of it. I don't want to go in that lake. By the way, lakes are so disgusting. I don't like lakes. And whenever they show underwater shots in lakes, like we had this with Shark Night 3D also. Mm-hmm. Whenever they show like the underwater and it's all like murky and like there's stuff growing and it's like, ugh. Why do people want to swim in lakes? They're so gross. Just saying. Sorry. Baby rant.
I just like that they always have the, like, it looks like the bottom of a fish tank.
Yeah. Basically, that's probably why I think it's so disgusting. I'm like, ugh. It smells, like, it's just not my favorite. It's fine when you're in a boat, I just don't want to, like, actually go in it.
Go in there.
No.
I don't mind lakes.
I'm a little bit of a snob when it comes to natural water. I don't even really want to go to the ocean most of the time. So yeah, I live in a good state for that.
hence this whole month, I guess. Yeah. God, and Bill Pullman, man.
He's great.
I love Bill Pullman. I've had a crush on Bill Pullman since that Sandra Bullock movie, While You Were Sleeping.
Oh, see, I had a crush on him since Casper.
Oh, Casper, that movie was so great. But I liked Devon Sawa at the time.
Oh, yeah, of course I liked Devon Sawa at the time. But I also, especially Ghost Bill Pullman is awesome.
With that hair.
Yes, come on. He has phenomenal ghost hair.
He does.
In that movie. Okay, we're God, on a tangent.
We are. I just, there's a lot of entities that make up this movie that I love. And so it makes the movie that much more enjoyable
The writing in this movie is weird because we have a bunch of really quirky, kind of fun characters, which is fine. It's great. They all have their own personalities and their own quirks and their own things. But I don't understand their relationships because Bill Pullman and Bridget Fonda are supposed to, like, have this, like, love at the end, and I don't understand why. I don't understand, A, why that's necessary, or B, and B, I don't believe it, because I just don't. There's no chemistry there, really. I don't know.
I think, well, because the only characters that supposedly, like, really knew each other well before this happened was Bridget Fonda and Oliver Platt, right?
Well, like, I think that the sheriff and the ranger also had a relationship. Yeah.
They don't, I mean, but they, like, know each other, but they don't, like, work together.
Oh, often, yeah, no, that's true. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'd probably fall in love with Bill Pullman if I was trapped in the woods with him.
For 2 days?
I mean.
She just got cheated on, and she's jumping into a relationship with some dude that lives in a completely different state. Doesn't make any sense.
Getting drinks, Amy. Whatever.
There's just no reason for it. I hate it when people throw in romance when it doesn't matter. There's no romance totally till the last 5 minutes. Just fucking let it lay. They don't have to be in love. Just let it go. It's stupid. I don't understand the whole point of the beginning. Like, I know I already said that, but, like, her living in New York, and she's a city gal, and I don't like that thing. Oh, I'm spraying because of bugs, I'm raid, and I don't like mosquitoes, and she didn't at all seem like a sissy girl to me.
Yeah.
But she was playing a sissy girl. She's a
very high-strung character in the beginning, and it changes really fast, I feel like.
It's a strange choice. I didn't quite understand. I couldn't quite grasp her character is what I guess I was saying. It was like trying to throw in all the female tropes in one person, and it didn't mesh well. Like, she's kind of tough, and she's smart, and she's afraid of bugs, and she's a city girl, but she's not really. And it just, none of it really, like, works and makes
she
an actual
totally
person.
Live in Maine. It's fine.
None of it makes an actual person.
No.
It's just like she's a collection of ideas. She's a...
kind of.
Yeah.
Exactly what it is.
Yeah. But everyone else is very specific. It's just interesting. But then we also have, like, another female cop who's a total badass. Which we don't see a lot of her, but we do see her. So
Oliver Platt's love interest.
Yes. Which, for some reason, she's very into him.
She's so into him. She's like, if you get out of the water, I'll have sex with you.
Yeah. Very strange.
And he's like, I'll be right back.
Yeah.
So ridiculous.
His character was good.
It just makes me smile. I was watching it, and, like, I haven't watched this movie in a while, and I just started laughing. I was like, I forgot just how enjoyable I have, like, how much fun I have watching this movie. It's just so ridiculous.
It is. I concur. It is so ridiculous. I haven't seen this in a very long time. I probably was in, like, high school, I would think, the last time I saw this, and it used to be on TV quite a bit. And I enjoyed it, but I was getting aggravated a little bit at some parts. I don't know. But
yes,
it's a silly film. It knows it's a silly film. And Betty White is amazing.
She's so cute.
Her alone makes it worth watching.
Agreed.
Anything Betty White is worth watching.
He's in the backyard. Dig him up if you don't believe me.
She basically tells everyone she kills her husband and no one believes her.
No one does anything about it.
No one thinks that this is a possibility. It's very strange.
Oh, it's so good. I wouldn't arrest Betty White.
Well, you can't arrest Betty White. She's Betty White. But
that's what I'm saying. I love her so much. Oh,
she is. She's a lovely lady. She's lovely. All in all, I recommend this movie if you haven't seen it. It's a silly fun time.
If you're super serious, if you're a very serious human, don't watch it because you won't have fun watching it. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's kind of stupid. I do like...
Just be silly.
I do like the end, spoiler alert, with the baby crocodiles.
Yeah.
Have you seen the sequels to this movie, Carly? Because there are 5 of them.
I haven't. I had no idea until...
There are 5 of these movies. Lake Placid, Lake Placid 2, Lake Placid 3, Lake Placid, the final chapter, and... Oh. Lake Placid versus Anaconda, which really doesn't make sense.
What?
Are we naming the crocodile Lake Placid now? Or does the Anaconda somehow get to Lake Placid and also the crocodiles there? I guess we would have to watch it to find out. That's how they reel you in, Carly, with titles like that.
What does this name mean? I need to watch it. Figure it out. Ah, my brain.
I'm not going to do that.
Me either.
I'm sure I can find spoilers online.
Sorry, yeah.
I'm surprised they made so many of these. I didn't know any of them existed until now. So
were they that successful that someone kept on giving people money to make these?
I mean, maybe they still had the crocodiles and they're like, well, let's just see how much more money we can get out of this mechanical crocodile.
Like, we have these huge robots. Let's keep using them.
Exactly. Let's see if we can get any more money out of these things.
Fair enough.
That's my guess.
I'll take it.
For you. Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to discuss before we move on to the best movie of all time?
I've covered it. I've covered everything about my love.
All right, then. Let's jump into Zombievers from 2014, directed by Jordan Rubin, written by Al Kaplan, Jordan Rubin, and John Kaplan. The IMDb summary is, a fun weekend turns into madness and horror for a bunch of groupies looking for fun in a beaver-infested swamp.
A bunch of groupies.
I don't know why they're groupies. I always love these IMDb summaries. They're just so special. So, Carly, you've never seen this, and I'm really excited to hear your thoughts on it.
This is my first foray into Zombiever country.
Yep. This was the one movie that I picked for Blood in the Water Month that I said, you know what? You know what movie we need to do? Zombievers. And you were against it.
Okay.
You have never been interested in this movie whenever I brought it up.
Oh, I tried to watch it one time and I just, for the life of me, couldn't handle it. And I don't know why, because I didn't have a hard time watching it this time around. But for some reason, the first time, it was just like, I couldn't.
You need to be in the right frame of mind for a Zombievers movie.
I agree with you 100%.
There's very specific regulations to watching this movie. You have to be extraordinarily goofy that day. You have to be preferably on some sort of substance. It's also helpful. Not that I would ever condone such things. But, you know, there's something special about this movie to me. But please continue. Let me know. Let me know how you feel.
I really like the storyline on IMDb. If you go down a little bit, a weekend of sex and debauchery soon turns gruesome as the beavers close in on the kids.
There's a lot of little goofy things. There's some goofy lines phenomenal. In this movie, too, for sure.
Yes.
So walk me through your viewing experience of this film.
I just was like, I'm just going to sit back and take it all in. That is all you can do with Zombievers, I feel like.
That's a fact.
I can't. I don't even know where to begin. So you have your storyline of three girls going to a cabin.
Yes.
For a getaway because one of them had been cheated on.
Yep. They were supposed to bring their boyfriends, but one of them got cheated on, so they made it a girls' weekend instead.
Yes. And one of them is just she just does not want to be away from her boyfriend.
Yeah.
She just is all about the cell phone, and then the chick who was cheated on keeps checking her cell phone.
Yes.
And then we learn that there's no service.
Yes.
And everybody's terrified for their life.
Right. As we all would if we suddenly had no service.
So it's very real.
It is very real. Point. It feels very, it's all very tangible so up authentic. Until this point. Yes.
Until, surprise, the boys show up.
Yes.
Chick that loves her boyfriend so much arranged it so that we would all come to the house and party, including who invited the boyfriend that cheated?
Some asshole. The girl did. The girl that was obsessed with her boyfriend.
But why would she do that knowing that she,
Zoe,
spoiler alert, cheated on?
Because Zoe don't give a shit. Zoe wants to get it on with her boyfriend. Who is
bizarre.
It's just very,
he's a weird guy. I really like the end of this where it shows like the stuff that they didn't use. And it's just ridiculous.
We have so many good things in this movie. We have beaver puppets.
Yes.
Which are animatronic puppets that are absolutely amazing to die for. Their eyes glow in the dark. They laugh. They're basically
those crazy teeth. They're
basically,
man,
like gremlins, which is probably why I love them so much. We have people, spoiler alert, turning into zombievers, which is my favorite part of the movie, when the people start turning into the zombievers, because
it's so funny because I was thinking about that and I was like, if they're zombies and they're biting people, someone's got to be turning into some sort of something.
Yeah.
And then when she came out with those huge teeth, I was like, I don't know if I can handle this.
And the tail?
You guys.
It's so ridiculous. Effective. I actually, like, when that first happened, the first time I saw it, I was like, oh, that's pretty good. I thought that it looked good.
So good.
It's, like, fun and campy, but also, like, a little bit scary. And I appreciate that. Also, we get some good gore here. They don't shy away from that. I mean, puppets and gore equals success in my brain. Like, it's hard to fuck up with that formula.
It's true. I quite enjoyed my first look at the zombiever in the bathtub.
Yes.
And I was like, okay, this thing looks fun. And then my favorite was when it, like, they actually started, like, ripping this thing up. And, like, the puppet just got more and more ridiculous looking, but in, like, a good way, not a bad way.
Yeah, no, agreed. And I love, like, when the zombiever is basically cut in half and, like, still trying to go after her. So great.
So good.
So great. Although, okay, here's a funny anecdote. I was talking to one of my coworkers about this film because she likes horror movies. So I often tell her the movies that we're doing on this podcast because she doesn't really listen to podcasts, but she's always interested. So I was telling her about this movie and she's like, zombievers, like beavers that are zombies. She couldn't wrap her head around that. And then she did. And then she was like, oh, that's such a great idea because then you can take all the limbs and build a dam. And I was like,
that's a brilliant piece of work.
I no longer fucking love this movie anymore because they did not do that. You just ruined this movie by coming up with a better idea that they didn't do in the film. So, to any Zombievers listeners, if you helped create this film, I would like a sequel where there are more Zombievers and more people getting killed and dams made out of body parts, please. Please and thank you. Isn't that a brilliant idea, Carly?
Yes, that's, like, insane. Like, why didn't they do that? Why did they miss such a golden freaking opportunity?
And also, how did I not even think about that? I think that's a brilliant idea, and it suddenly made me feel like I didn't even like this movie anymore because I was so upset because they didn't do that with that sudden idea that some random person had.
That, like, who's never seen the movie.
Has never seen the movie, but that was her... That was her initial thought of what would happen in this film. So that's kind of a bummer. And now I want, but you know what? I think we could have a Zombievers apocalypse where the Zombievers have taken over the world and build dams out of human limbs. That would be good enough for me. I think I'd be okay with that.
I like it. I like where this is going.
I think that maybe the reason they don't do that in this movie is because no one actually really, like, straight up dies. Like, they do, but mostly they turn into zombievers. So they're still running around.
That's
so
fair.
Their limbs aren't really missing. We just lose a foot. Then but one then person they doesn't it in the turn cooler. In. That's true. They didn't keep it in the cooler. She put it in a on Ziploc ice. Bag and put ice in it.
It was on ice. Oh my gosh, this movie.
It's really silly. It's really funny. It's more comedy than horror, but there's some definite horror elements and enough gore to keep a horror fan happy. Which was my complaint about Sharknight 3D. I feel like this movie does like the campy silliness a little bit better.
Totally. I get you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I enjoyed it, though. I had a lot of fun watching it, and I'm happy we decided to do this one.
Oh, I'm glad you liked it. That makes me happy. I thought you would get really mad, because the dog's name is Gosling. A.
I know.
So, like, as in Ryan Gosling.
As in and my baby goose.
They basically kill the dog. But you don't really see it, and it's puppets, so it's not that bothersome, right?
It's very CGI, too, when he goes down. So it's, like, super fake when they take the dog down. And then when you watch the full credits, the dog was not even sort of scared of the zombiever puppets. And they were like...
No, he's, like, playing with it.
Yeah, they were like, shouldn't he be scared of the puppets? And he's like, no, I shouldn't be scared of the puppets. He's, like, jumping over them and stuff in the water. It's so stinking cute. Love it.
I know. I like the little like ending that they have there with the
speaking of endings.
Yes.
Let's talk about after the after credits.
The after credit ending.
I would totally watch a zombies movie. Absolutely 100%. It would probably terrify me to no end.
Zombies?
Yeah. Zombies.
Like flying bees turned into zombies and it's called Zombies.
Yes.
That's the joke. That's the joke at the end of this movie. I don't think they have had any intention of actually making that movie. I think they just wanted to make that joke.
Man, I would watch it.
I would too. Although I'm in on it. So just a little bit about our director here. Jordan Rubin is he's a comedian. He was doing stand-up comedy. He even did a Comedy Central special. But he didn't really like traveling so much, so he was doing some writing for some late night shows and then decided he wanted to make this movie. So this is like his first movie, and he doesn't even have anything in the works, it looks like, right now, in terms of movies. I kind of thought there would be a sequel or something, because I thought that this was pretty successful, had its own little cult following, but maybe not. I remember the marketing for this movie was pretty popular. It's a lot of funny stuff you can find on YouTube with like John Mayer and Bill Burr doing interviews about how Zombievers is better than Sharknado and, you know, things like that.
I remember that. I'll have to look that up.
There's just some little things that I just remember because I remember when this movie came out and for some reason I really wanted to watch it. Probably because I really enjoy puppetry in horror movies. Really into it. I can't emphasize that enough. It really is.
Ooh, I like the tagline for this movie.
Which is?
You'll all be damned. So good.
And how do they spell damned?
Like a dam. D-A-M-M-E-D. Exclamation point.
It's very good.
Oh, it's they thought of good. Everything.
And then also something we definitely need to talk about is this ending music, which is a Zombiever theme. Which I will be playing at the end of this episode for you to enjoy, much like I did the rap song in Sharknight 3D on our last episode.
I love the sound clips, and I hope that this one is also filled with abundance of Betty
White. I will
White.
Do my best to add some sound clips for this episode as well.
So good.
Not a little bit harder to talk about these movies because they're so goofy. That's like nothing stands out as like specific things to talk about. But all in all, I recommend it. But you know, if you don't like bad horror movies, you won't like it. But it's goofy, it's silly, and it's fun. It's like 80 minutes. It's really
it's,
quick.
It's fast.
It's over before you know it. I think it's less than 80 minutes. I think it's like 75 minutes.
So, yeah, I think so too.
Really, Yeah, it's like a time killer, and it's a good time. I honestly recommend it. And we've been getting some Zombieaver tweets.
Beaver fever, if you will.
Yeah, we have the actual Zombieavers have been tweeting us about this. So that was exciting for me, and I enjoyed that. So I'm just glad we did it. Quick episode for us here, but let's move on. Unless there's anything more you'd like to add, Carly.
Hey, I'm good.
And here's our newest segment, which we like to call...
Social Media Question of the Week.
And this week, Carly wrote the question, so I'm going to let her read it.
Crazy Grandma knows you've been wanting a pet. When she came across a lost blank in the woods, she grabbed it. Which do you hope it is? And then you choose between a Zombieaver or a giant 30-foot crocodile.
So we got a lot of responses. I think we should do a tally again this week.
Okay.
For Zombieaver versus Crocodile.
Perfect. I like these verses. So,
I like them too. Okay. Well, let's see what we get this week. I'll do like three and then you can do three.
Sounds great.
Okay. So our first response on Twitter, we have Tommy B. He wrote, the crocodile. I don't mess with no rodents, yo. Okay, so there's one for crocodile. At Boss Captain Ross says, the crocodile's pretty big. It would have to live in the river opposite my house. A single Zombieaver sounds a lot more manageable. Plus, what the hell am I going to feed the crocodile? I don't have that kind of money.
I like the thought process. I like that we worked through it.
I like that also. Very stream of conscious. Yeah. Very, very intellectual. I appreciate that. At Dark Humor Girl writes, Zombieaver is too squirrely. Never know where it is. Giant croc, faux show. If you can ride, maybe you can break it like a wild horse. So useful.
So true.
Okay. I like that also.
All right. So we have at Cake of Doom, Zombieaver. Always the Zombieaver.
It's short and sweet.
No explanation very needed.
No explanation needed. Apparently.
At Film Roast Show says, Zombieaver! All capitals. Smaller cage for me to clean. It can keep me company while we watch Netflix. And it's a great icebreaker. That's so true.
It is true. Good points there.
Yeah.
I like the thought process there.
Me too. At MJ Hogan 29, I'm going to go with Zombieaver. Giant croc is just too much work. The Zombieaver is like an aggressive cat. Just leave food and water out for it. It's good. I like it.
Aggressive cat. At Kung Fu Dracula says, did I say that weird?
No, you're good.
Dracula.
It's perfect.
I said Dracula.
Dracula.
At Kung Fu Dracula says, giant croc, preferably humanoid, so we can be besties. Okay. I like that you want to be besties with a giant humanoid crocodile.
Also me. I do too.
Our friends at Test Pattern Show said, split decision. Tab says Zombieaver. Jacob says croc. Both would be cool and dangerous and weird. A lot of fun to take on walks. That would be a fun walk, yeah. You know? You have your Zombieaver. I have my crocodile.
Yeah.
Although the crocodile will probably take up the whole street.
I mean, he'll just be walking and we'll be on him.
On him. We'll walk on the crocodile as he's walking. It's kind of like an escalator type
deal.
Exactly. Yeah. At the Horror Biz 666 says, giant croc. I need to be prepared in case I have to fight Captain Cook.
Ooh, Hook.
Captain Hook, not Captain Cook.
I like it.
So that's a Peter Pan reference, I'm guessing.
Thank you, Amy.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just calling it out for those who might not know. Not because I'm stupid. Continue.
At Quiet Clover says, giant croc, because the guy that rolls into the parking lot riding a dinosaur is automatically awesome.
Fact.
Such but a fact.
Try finding a parking spot.
Would you need to? You wouldn't even need to. He just sits on top of all the cars.
I guess so. You're going to have to help those people have insurance.
Problem solved.
Cars are going to be fucked. Can't get out of those cars either. If he gets stuck in a car, he's stuck in there forever.
That's true.
You know how that goes.
Well, that was a helicopter, though. Unless maybe like a Hummer or like a really big Jeep.
Perhaps.
Okay.
Something to withstand the weight.
At Last Cthulhu.
The massive weight.
Oh my God, she keeps going. I promise we'll get your tally in at Last Cthulhu.
Oh.
Whatever. Everything tastes like chicken anyway. The gator is more meaty, though.
I don't think I can tally anything in there. Should I put gator for that? He's not an alligator. He's a crocodile. So I'm going to go with crocodile I guess sure, that's a crocodile one
on,
vote.
Throw one on the croc. Throw one okay. on Lake Placid. That's his name, right?
It's his name, Lake Placid.
Elizabeth says, Zombiever, smaller, cuter, and easier to feed. Plus, it can come in my house easily for pets and house security.
Mm.
Okay.
All right. I'm down.
I don't know if I'd want it in my house.
You don't want it in your house?
The Zombiever? I mean, if I'm sleeping, yeah. It tries to get hungry. I'm done, you know?
Well, you just got to leave lots of wood and stuff out for it. You know? Yeah. Or lock him in, you know, a different room at night.
Yeah, there we go.
Although he can go through floors and tunnels.
Yeah, his teeth were made for...
On Instagram, Black Cat Horror Meme says, I think a Zombiever. They may be dead, but they're still furry and cuddleable. Can't cuddle a croc, last I checked. Fact.
It's true.
Also, shout out to Black Cat, because Black Cat, if you didn't see, made us into a meme, and it's amazing, and it made my day, and it was the best thing of my whole life. So thank you, Black Cat. He basically made us the Killmore Girls.
It's amazing.
And it's amazing, and check it out if you haven't seen it. It's on all of our social media sites.
I love it so much, and our personal site. Well, my personal site, for sure. But by site, I mean fantastic. My personal Instagram.
Yeah. It's fantastic. And then Exploding Heads Horror Podcast writes on Instagram, whichever doesn't have glowing fucking eyes. So the croc by default. Okay. Fair enough. What is your vote there, Carly?
So initially, when I was writing the question, I was like, hands down, crocodile. Hands down. But then as I was watching the movie again, watched it twice, I was like, I don't think I could handle feeding it cows and cute things. Mm. So the Zombiever by default, because it eats humans. And what about you?
I'm also going to vote for Zombiever, only because I have nowhere to put a 30-foot crocodile. Oh, I have a pool, but it's bigger than my pool. So I just don't know where this thing is going to go. While I think it would be amazing to have a pet crocodile yeah. that would give me rides and stuff, you know, it's not conducive to my environment. So I'm going to go with Zombiever. I also like what Elizabeth said about how they're the house security. It's great. Easier to feed. Also true. They're vegetarians, kind of, except for when they're zombies, because then they eat people. And I also like what Black Cat said, because you can cuddle them, even if they don't want to be cuddled like a cat.
You just get a really good muzzle.
Yeah, I'm exactly. I'm used to... although when you just said muzzle, I thought of Lady and the Tramp when she goes to the zoo and has to get the muzzle off.
I hate that.
And the
part.
Beaver helps her.
Oh, yeah. And he's like, I got you.
Sorry. So distracted tonight. But yeah, I'm going to go for Zombiever also. So that brings us to a winning Zombiever vote of 9 and a crocodile vote of 8. So it was very close. It's very close. Very close call here, but Zombiever's won thanks to us, Carly. And
we could have made that a tie. Dang it.
We could have, but we didn't. Suck it, crocodile.
Womp womp.
If I had a dick, I'd tell you to suck it. Much like what Betty White says. Okay, well, let's close out and discuss what's going on with us a little bit. Do you have anything you'd like to discuss, Carly? Anything going on with you?
So I saw Jurassic Park in the cemetery on 4th of July. It was wonderful.
That sounds like fun.
I just had like a Jeff Goldblum kind of week because he held me to his bosom.
You should also talk about, you forgot to talk about your Jeff Goldblum experience last week.
I know.
Which we realized as soon as we stopped recording.
And I was like, it's cool. I'll mention it next time. For those of you that don't know, Jeff Goldblum held me to his bosom and it was magic.
Jeff Goldblum does not have a bosom.
He does.
He has a manly chest.
He held me there, and it was beautiful. And then I saw Jurassic Park, and it was even that more, much more magical, and I love that movie so much. Also, I saw a ghost story on Sunday, which it was really good. Obviously, like, not horror, but it was very sad, and you will feel depressed after you see it. But I did not feel depressed because I totally saw Evan Peters at the movie theater. For those of you who don't know, he is Quicksilver in the X-Men movies, and he is a recurring different character on all of these seasons of American Horror Story, and I have a crush on him. And so when I saw him, my little heart exploded with joy.
Your little heart.
I was very excited about that.
I mean, so you met all the celebrities.
All of them.
You were very excited about it. Mm-hmm. Very, way more exciting than anything I have to report. Things like, my cat has diabetes. And...
diabetes. And can't have no more ice cream.
Fuck, I gotta like test her pee. It's a whole thing. Elizabeth and I bonded because Elizabeth's cat also has diabetes. Aww. But no, it's that's why we're up late, because I was dealing with that when we were supposed to be recording. So apologies for that. That kind of came out of nowhere. But she's fine. She's doing well. And we just gotta keep an eye on it. Also, I watched Lion recently. Also not a horror movie, so but good. Really good. Oh my god, it's so good. And I highly recommend that. That is on Netflix right now. Oh. And if you're down to watch a really sad but awesome true story, I highly recommend it. I really, really liked it. But yeah, not much else, you know?
Yeah.
Just kind of like working and spending a lot of time in the pool because it's fucking hot out all the time.
It's true.
Like right now, how I'm dying and sweating through my clothes. I can't even think of what else I've been really watching. I guess I've been we finished the more recent season of Shameless because they added it to Netflix. And Game of Thrones starts, like, now. So
soon.
So stoked on that.
So
that's basically all I think about is soon. How I want to watch Game of Thrones.
I'm so excited.
Did you see that they had the White Walkers walking down the street in, like, England?
No.
Like, in full makeup? Oh, you gotta look it up. Oh, it's really God. Cool.
That just got me excited. Guys, I love Game of Thrones so much.
All right. Well, I guess that's time for us to close out. Thanks to Troy from Cave Bastard for a song sequencing the drone and Jason Link for our amazing logo. Visit finalgirlshorrorcast.com for more information on them or to listen to any and all of our episodes. We still have a lot of stickers to give away, so if you're interested in getting some stickers, send me an email, finalgirlshorrorcast@gmail.com, and I'll send some stickers. Just let me know your address and we'll get them out to you with a thank you note for supporting and listening to us.
Final Girls Horrorcast is part of the Phantom Podcast Network. We are available on downrightcreepy.com, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, TunedIn, and pretty much anywhere else that you can stream a podcast. We are also very active on social media, so please interact with us. It is my favorite part of the day, for sure, talking with totally. All of you. You can find us on Twitter at @FinalGirlsHC and Instagram and Facebook. Just search for Final Girls Horrorcast.
And that's it for today, my lovelies. Join us next week when we'll have a more serious and longer episode, I'm sure, when we discuss The Shallows, which is available to stream on Stars if you have that. If not, you can be like me and rent it. And also The Reef, which is streaming on Shudder. I'm excited. I haven't seen either of these movies. So
I haven't seen The Reef, but I keep hearing things about it. So I'm excited.
I'm stoked. Usually Shudder picks really good movies to stream, so I have high hopes for that.
Awesome.
So please join us next week. That'll be a fun one. And until then, I'm Amy.
And I'm Carly. Bye! Zombievers,
zombievers. You hear your sweetheart scream. She tells you why you don't believe her. She saw one in the bathroom. It's no lie, it's a zombiever. Contaminated by toxic goo, a random genetic mistake. They're semi-aquatic, they're hungry for you. Boys and girls, stay away from the lake. Zombievers, zombievers. Cheerful gang of college students think they're on vacation. Instead, they're dodging beaver chompers and facing their damnation. Don't board up the doorways and windows, my friend. It won't do any good. These furry brown bastards are fully equipped and they'll chew right through the wood.
Say goodbye to your golden retriever, the beavers, the beavers. So brace yourself, you've never witnessed rodents quite like these. Oh, Jesus Christ, you can't escape. They block the road with trees. Check your bodies for scratches. You can't be too careful. The claws are a cause for concern. Yes, once you're infected, it's only a matter of time before you turn into zombievers.
Spoiler alert.
Zombievers. Look out, they're coming through the walls. Your girlfriend's chewing off your balls. Zombievers.
Beavers, baby.